Can you hear me? Good evening, everyone. Thanks for being here. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome to our Village Board meeting. We will call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris isn't here yet. Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood is excused. President Rafter here. Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
Thank you. I have one modification to the agenda. We are going to scratch number 11 from this evening's meeting. Are there any other requested changes or modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll accept the motion to modify or to adopt the modified agenda.
So moved.
Trustee Sampson, seconded by?
Second.
Trustee Genrich, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Hello, Trustee Harris.
Hello.
Welcome. Announcements. Autism Awareness Walk on September 19th at Green Isle Park. They are expecting about 200 attendees, and the purpose of the walk is to raise awareness of autism and to support the efforts to do everything they can for those who are impacted by that. There's information most likely at... Where might that be? It's not on our website, is it?
On the walk?
Yeah.
It should be.
Is it on our website?
I don't know if it's on our website. They can go to Autism Society of Northeast Wisconsin.
Okay, so that would be asmew.org. Thank you. Pooches and Pints, it's that time of year. Pooches and Pints is turning into Barktoberfest 2021. It's being held at Green Isle Park Saturday, September 11th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have craft beer and music and food at our local dog pop-up park, and we invite all dogs to bring their owners to this nice event.
Hey.
Green Isle Park roadway reconstruction. There are the roadways within Green Isle Park are under reconstruction. However, they are still being access to the park is still open. The reconstruction will take place Wednesday, September 1st through October 20th, most likely through October 1st. There will be large equipment, so please be careful, but you will have access to the park during that time. Libel Street Public Information Meeting on September 22nd from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Mr. Jean, would you like to talk about that real quick?
Yes, this will be one of three meetings that we'll be hosting for the project. Strand Associates will be here to provide a short presentation. They're currently working on a handout. There'll be exhibits on display. It's an in-person meeting. The purpose of this meeting is to introduce the project to the public and to gain comments and suggestions.
How are we publicizing that?
A letter will go out tomorrow or Thursday to those directly impacted by the project. And then a news release will go out early next week. Carrie will put that on our webpage and Facebook page, along with send out an email blast to those that have signed up for the inner email list.
Excellent. Thank you. That's all I have in terms of announcements. Any other announcements from... Oh, Sean.
I do have one more announcement.
Yep, go for it.
I wanted to let everybody know that the Manitowoc Public Utilities will be having an open house on September 16th. If you haven't toured their facilities, during that event, visitors will be... invited to go on a tour of their power plant, water treatment plant, and wastewater treatment facilities. For those that don't know, Village Valley receives their drinking water from Manitowoc Public Utilities.
Thanks. So that, what is the date of that?
September 16th.
And how
1 to 6 p.m.
1 to 6. If someone's interested, how do they get more information?
They can call me. Carrie had posted this on her Facebook page, and she had sent out the information via email as well.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Any other announcements from my fellow trustees? Any more announcements from staff? Okay, hearing none, we will close the announcement portion of our evening and move on to item number 4, public comment. Is there anyone here tonight who is interested in speaking on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Mr. O'Rourke, how are you? Good.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village Valley Bike Ped Committee. It was announced and discussed at the Economic Development Committee that there's money for Alloy coming in through the COVID American Rescue Plan could be used for economic development, and I'd like to see that geared towards trail connections to the Fox River Trail along our riverfront and development of our riverfront in a more public manner than that's happened in the past. So there would be trail connections at both West St. Joseph Street and at Taft Avenue, and currently the business owners along those areas have put up no trespassing signs to stop people from crossing their property to get to the trail. So there's no access within walking distance for either of those sites. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on something about something that's not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 5, action regarding application for Class B beer and liquor license for Gallagher's Acquisition LLC, Gallagher's Pizza, and I believe we have Chad and Vanessa with us tonight. Good guess. Huh? Okay. Why doesn't someone fill us in on this? Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll lead it. We've received an application from Chad and Vanessa Miller, who are intending to buy Gallagher's, or you have purchased Gallagher's? Intending to, okay. And it's all 4 stores, I believe, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And they are here asking us to transfer the liquor license to them. Okay. And there's information in our packets that we received. So I'll tell you what. I would like to suspend the rules. I'll make a motion to suspend the rules to invite them to introduce themselves to us. And do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Harris, we have a discussion or a motion to suspend the rules in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Chad and Vanessa, would you like to come up? You can be the stars.
Okay.
We'll walk you through. It's real easy. Come on up. So this is the village board. We're just neighbors. So thank you for wanting to do business in Alloy. And we thought we'd invite you just to introduce yourselves, let us know what your plans are, and that sort of thing.
So this is my amazing wife, Vanessa. We have 5 children. So I've been at Gallagher since the 90s. It's been something that was always a goal of ours. So that's about it.
So you've been at Gallagher since the 90s?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm Vanessa. I'm Vanessa Mudd. My kids have 5 kids. One starting at Carroll College all the way down to a 1-year-old. So, yep, we have the gamut.
God bless you.
Yes, very blessed, and everything in between. So, we have 2 middle boys that are football, basketball. We used to live on Perlier, actually, and we were all go parents up until last year. So, we recently just moved over to Green Bay Southwest, and now we're Southwest Lombardi King parents. So we are missing the Aldo and the Astor Park area neighborhood, which we really, really like, being a small, you know, small, younger family, I guess you could say. But yeah, that's Chad. Chad's the boots on the ground, and I work for the United Nation in the food and agriculture area as a public health registered sanitarian. So COVID's kind of kept me busy, and COVID's kept him busy, thankfully, on the restaurant side. So yeah, I'm excited to be here and just move forward for this next phase.
Okay, great. Anyone have questions for the Millers?
Can you figure business as usual or any big plans at this point? Just try to turn it over and keep it going, huh?
Yeah, that's probably just get more staff. They did an amazing job with that, you know, renovation over there, and it's a very beautiful restaurant.
That seems like a real plus right next to Zambaldi's.
What role did you play at Gallagher's?
I'm the general manager at the one in West Mason's store, so
okay.
That's been my role for I know Kevin and John probably bought it 19 years ago, so I've been the general manager for the whole 19 years.
Okay. When would you hope to have the transaction go through?
September 20th is our goal.
Really?
Yeah. See if it's
have you had to go to the other municipalities as well?
We met with Green Bay on Saturday, and then De Pere is actually right now.
Okay. Well, thanks for choosing that.
The alley store is busier, so you got to kind of go where the business is. So.
Okay, and you folks present. You gave us a personal statement. Anyone have any questions for the Millers? Okay.
Keep up the good work.
We thank you very much for wanting to do business in Alloy. Can I have a seat and we'll finish up?
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to pick up the rules. Wait a second.
Second.
Trustee Harris, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Do I have a motion on item number 5? Trustee Harris.
I would move to approve the application contingent on the sale of the business taking place. I don't know if that is part would be automatic, but I'd rather spell it out.
Well said. Do I have a second? Okay. Trustee Deutsch, any discussion?
If everything passes, we welcome you and look forward to working with you.
Likewise. Okay, we have a motion to approve a liquor license contingent upon the sale of the property. And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome to stay.
You have 5 kids, remember?
Good luck.
Thank you.
Item number 6, action regarding noise variance permit request from Madeline Buchholz to allow music at Heritage Hill State Park from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a wedding reception on July 9th, 2022. This has been reviewed by, Deputy Vogel. I don't believe you have any issues.
We just got the mother as the contact person. Figured we didn't want to call the bride on her wedding day.
Okay. I'll accept the motion on this item. Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve the noise variance and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 7, action regarding return to virtual meetings due to increase in COVID-19 cases. Mr. Lang.
I just thought maybe we should have a discussion on this topic. It's all the news. And get sense from the board. We've had a couple committee members, commission members, that have asked if they can attend virtually. And we don't know how that, and that's something that we're hoping to discuss is the entire board being present. So that was going to be on tonight's meeting, but it's been pushed off until September 21st. But in the meantime, just wanted to get a sense from the board, thoughts, feelings.
So you're just looking to make this a discussion versus action?
Yeah. Allergies are still bad. Sure, sure. Yes, it's more or less just a discussion item, just to get a sense from the board where you stand and move forward one way or the other.
Trustee Green?
I'm all for it, especially why we're in very high transmission rates, especially wanting everybody to be able to be involved. I'd love to see a hybrid about the people who can come in person and feel comfortable doing that, do that. But some of our residents, because I've heard from more than one lately about transmission rates going up, and we have a lot of elderly residents, so thinking about, I'm all for what gets the most participation. So our numbers are trending up.
Okay.
We know where this went last time.
Okay, any other thoughts?
Is hybrid an option, viable option, or?
Or is it all or nothing?
In my eyes, that's only my opinion. Hybrid, we've had some hybrid meetings where we've had people attend on the phone, and it just doesn't go well. It's hard to maintain. It's hard to... I'm not opposed to virtual, and I'm not opposed to in-person. I just don't... In running meetings, it's very difficult. When we record votes, we have to assume that people on a cell phone had a good connection. They truly understood what we were voting on. And many times, I know people haven't. And in fact, one time, a person didn't vote because they couldn't understand what we were saying.
I know I've had a hard time on phone. Is Zoom any better? Have you run any hybrid meetings with Zoom in person?
Zoom in person, I'll tell you, for the person running the meeting,
nightmare.
It'll be a pain.
Okay.
It's hard enough playing Hollywood Squares,
yeah.
Let alone trying to keep your eye on everything else.
Yeah.
So it's just from running those meetings, I see that to be a huge change.
Well, I'm sorry. For someone to view a meeting, kind of like a closed circuit, that's probably easy enough to do, and it's a poor substitute in some people's eyes, but I think that would be fine. But to have participation, I guess I've been involved in some hybrids, and when people are all in the same room and you can evaluate. However, if somebody makes an inflammatory statement, you can evaluate how other people... It's easier to incorporate other things into your decision-making. I think you come to better decisions if it's actually in person. Hybrid is difficult.
You bring up a good point. And I read somewhere about doing a hybrid where the board and council... or the committee, whatever it was, they were in person, they split up, making room, social distancing, and they allowed people to participate, to view the meeting, not participate in, but view it virtually. And that's another option. Because I know they're busting down the doors to get in here, but there are times when we have a lot of people who want to be here. And we've been able to, that I think we can manage.
Just in a point of reference in regards to if we did have that hybrid, we're really not set up in this room for that, nor a meeting room, so we would have to do an investment into technology. We have the meeting now, but what it does is it broadcasts the entire room and picks up the individual that's speaking, but it's small on the screen. It's not real user-friendly or viewer-friendly. Small meetings is great, for staff training and whatnot. It works really well. But I would think in this scenario, it would not do justice to the meeting. Mm-hmm. So it would be some, which is, you need to keep going back to that, but it is eligible funds. for an eligible expense. But if he, I didn't want to be investing anything in that without the board on in favor of something along those lines, because it's not going to be cheap.
It took us quite a while to get used to Zoom.
But we got pretty good.
We did.
You did.
Yeah.
Matthew. One of the things I think we could look at is promoting the, at least if residents have questions, if they cannot attend in person and we stay in person, promote the way that they can reach out via email, other things like that, ahead of time, just so that their question or concern, comment gets included in the meeting, that they don't have to necessarily be here in person to handle that. If it's a specific action item, well, it allows us to get that feedback from a resident. We're not necessarily having a discussion with a resident on that, but it allows them to have their input. If it's something at the public comment stage, again, we can't act on it during that meeting, so that may be a way to help at least have the interaction with residents of getting their views, comments, opinions to the board for whatever topic's going on, or to help us for a future topic or create a future topic because they bring something to our attention. And then the other thing, I don't know how well this would work, to Brad's point, I'm just thinking out loud here of the, you know, tiny, trying to watch Gone with the Wind on a phone. You're not having much success with that. Would it be of value to stream the audio as opposed to try to stream video? I know we put the MP3 up, cross fingers, Gary, within 24 hours? Okay, I was guessing. That's all. So it's close to stream. It's, you know, it's Hulu day after. But that, I don't know if that would be an option for us as well. Just throwing out ideas at the moment.
Do you think, Brad, do you think streaming the meetings, just streaming them, like having a camera in the back, and is a tough thing to do?
I think, again, it's not going to get justice. You get something being presented on the screen.
Yeah.
You know, and who's talking, and you know, someone's going back and forth, so you're really not, you know, by setting it up professionally, you would have various cameras that would be able to do that without someone missing, and who's doing the videoing and trying to be a part of the meeting.
If you have those numbers, that's something you might want to look at budget time, at least to take into consideration the cost of doing all that. I think you looked into it briefly last
year. Sure.
Sarah?
I have a few other questions. Do we know of any other like districts that are virtual at this time?
I'm not certain if DePere went back all virtual or not.
No, they're all in person.
They're still in person. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, pretty much all in person. Swamico never did stop. Neither did Bellevue. I think the rest of the area all went virtual. A lot of them did the upgrades when the CARES funds came through, and then they didn't use them. I'm referencing Bellevue, who didn't use it because they stayed in person.
Well,
I shouldn't say that, because they now they stream all the meetings.
Okay.
If I can just, I guess, a concern is, do we know numbers of, like, how many businesses were affected by COVID here in LA? Either out of business or almost out of business? Like, what's the numbers for that? Do you know?
I really don't know that off the top of my head. I know there were some that struggled. Some that asked for reduction in various fees that are required to operate. Seems like a lot of them have bounced back fairly well. I know Treehouse Foods is still virtual, and they're the ones that operate out of the Willowbrook. But I think, and the Bellin has come back in pretty good numbers, the two complexes that they maintain. I don't know if any small business actually closed specifically due to COVID.
Jimmy C's closed.
Jimmy C's closed, but yes, but I don't know if it was strictly COVID.
My concern, I guess, is we met this nice couple that came today, mm-hmm. and the minute that we go virtual, we miss that interaction with the public. Mm-hmm. And we are encouraging businesses to come to Alloway and want to be here. But if we can't show up in person two times a month, shame on us. So I am 100% for in person because I want to be involved with the community and want them to be able to come here and introduce themselves to us and have that opportunity for them to come. There's plenty of room. Anyone can take precautions as needed. There's the other thing that I had thought of in regards to this is the staff continuing to work in person? Then we should too. So that's all my thoughts on that.
Thank you. Chris?
If I could jump back in. I thought what a godsend that we did do the online meetings, but it did work, and this is repeating what I said before, it works with a routine agenda, but anytime there is, you know, in the last year, like the One Street project or the possible expansion of the yard, again, it's a different dynamic if everybody's all in the same room working together as opposed to somebody's in a couch in their basement here, or I'm alone, and the discussion probably isn't at an elevated level as it is when people are all together. So when you talk hybrid, I've been involved with one group that did it this way, most of the meetings are virtual via Zoom, but then the big annual meeting was in person in a big room with social distancing. So that kind of hybrid worked. If things do get bad again, and maybe they already are, that we could do some meetings online, if that's permissible, that you can do some one way, and then maybe once a month do a public-loaded agenda where it's likely to bring some people out. Maybe we rent a bigger room than this, but you know, you might have a mix that way. But yeah, I agree with you on that second. Trustee Dorsey said that.
If there are concerns among board members or committee members, we can always spread out them.
We're trying to use this room as much as possible.
Yeah.
Because it is bigger.
Yeah. And even at this level, last year we did one where we had people down there. We'd probably do better to be a horseshoe, but we can certainly do that. Mm-hmm. And I think for now that would be a responsible thing to do if we had a concern about that.
And the reason I talked to President Rafter about putting this on the agenda because I felt that it was a good discussion. Because if you do have someone feeling half of you are feeling this way or half the other way, at least we have that discussion. Appreciate it.
Any other thoughts?
I just think we need to provide for some way for public, especially our elderly residents, if numbers get off again. I mean, we're not that concerned, but we have some residents who are. So, I mean, that's my only thing with both of those. But I agree, personal interaction is so much better than seeing somebody flat on a screen.
Well, and Matthew brought up a good point about giving them the ability to send in their comments or whatever ahead of time.
Well, just
they can call.
Well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can they call into the meeting?
No.
No.
Not so far.
No, it gets them in the same thing where.
Yeah, sure. I've tried calling and attending on the phone, and that gets sketchy.
Yeah. If you had the hybrid and Sean's laying out plot maps.
Yep.
Anyone that's not here technically should not be voting on the issue. There's an issue that needs to be voted on because they cannot physically be present to see it.
I do know that Brown County, that they are given, the supervisors are given the option to be in person or be virtual, but if you are virtual, your vote does not count because you're not there in person. So I don't know the legalities behind it, but I know that that's what they are doing.
Okay. And that's the one issue that we'll be bringing back. When we have, we're waiting for a full quorum to, our full board, we're going to have the discussion about allowing an individual to be present virtually and still come to vote. So that'll be something we'll be talking about hopefully at the September 21st meeting.
Sounds good.
I'd like to see that just because, and this is a side note, but I mean, I've had COVID patients who are perfectly capable of functioning and working as long as it's virtual. But from a public health standpoint, you don't want them within 6 feet of you or out of their houses. So that would also give a way for people to increase participation. Just a thought.
Well, and we can talk about that at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Any other thoughts? Okay, thank you. Good discussion. We will move on to item number 8, action regarding authorizing resolution 2021-28, urban forestry grant. Chris.
Yes, this is just a standard grant that the Department of Natural Resources requires when you do a urban forestry grant application. You have to send this in with it. This authorizes individual, myself, the Director of Parks and Recreation, to be able to sign and submit the grant applications and as well as agreements and payment reimbursements and that. So it's just a standard resolution. What we're going to apply for is to try to get funding to help offset removal and replanting costs for 2022. So going to put in that application with my fingers crossed and hope that that will help us financially next year with that. So
who are you requesting the grant from?
This is from the Department of Natural Resources, Urban Forestry.
Wisconsin or Fed?
Yes, Wisconsin.
Okay. Do you know how much they're granting?
I don't. I thought it was... I don't want to be incorrect on this. I thought it was $600,000. But, our budget that we're requesting for next year for our removals is $60,000. So this is a 50-50 cost share grant. So if we can get half of that money through grants, that would be very helpful. Either A, help offset those, or B, help us do twice as much of the work.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'll make that motion.
Trust. What motion would you like?
That would be to authorize resolution 2021-28 regarding the urban forestry grant.
Thank you, Trustee Kenrick. Do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve the grant application resolution and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 9, action regarding resolution 2021-29, City of Green Bay Redevelopment Authority Bond, refinancing amendment number 1 to second amended and restated pledge and security agreement. You have a bunch of papers in your packet from that, but the resolution says that we are approving a small change to the amendment which allows them to refinance the funds, correct? So does anyone else want to explain it?
Matthew, have you had that discussion?
The most recent Room Tax Commission meeting was postponed, but I can just go over the at a high level. In terms of the bonds that exist at the county level for the KI Center, for the Resch Center itself, and then for the Resch Expo, when they were pulling things together, part of the wording, it could be misinterpreted, or it could be interpreted as part of it isn't allowed to be refinanced with everything else. This rewording puts all of those items together so that if we're refinancing some of it, we're going to refinance all of it. That's it, in essence.
Okay. Do I have a motion on this item?
That's the problem with phone here. I would move to approve resolution 2021-29.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Sampson, any discussion? We have a motion to approve resolution 2021-29 and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action regarding resolution 2021-27, thanking Martha Bonnie for her service on the Parks, Rec, and Forestry Committee and a certificate of appreciation. And I'll read that resolution. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Martha Bonnie for serving on the Parks, Recreation, Forestry Committee since May 25th of 21, and to honor Ms. Bonnie with a resolution certificate of that service. Is that date correct? It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's the one that had the most.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so Martha is moving from our beloved village, but we thank her very much for her service to our community. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve the resolution 2021-27 and in the second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We're skipping 11, moving on to 12. Action regarding consent agenda. We'll take A through C if no one has any objection to it. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the consent agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 13, future agenda items. Is there anything that one of my fellow trustees would like to see on a future agenda? Trustee Harris.
Whether it's next meeting or the following one, if we just get an update on the tree removal project, please.
Okay. Anything else? Hearing none, we will move on to item 14. Do I have a motion to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session?
I would so move.
Trustee Genrich. Another reason to have in-person
meetings. Yes.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Deutsch. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
We are in closed session. Thank you very much.